Okay. Yasha Kirch to everybody for coming. It's hard to get out close to Pesach. So tonight, Mr. Hashem, we'll speak about the chiyuv to do Heseba.
The group grows bigger for Pesach.
Because
the wives went down cleaning.
That's right. So now we're gonna talk about the chiyuv to do heseba, the chiyuv to recline. So we know that there's a mitzvah to recline during the Dalet Kosis and during the Achilas Matzah and during the Afikoman. So we're gonna discuss some of the details, and we're gonna discuss what happens if someone forgets to recline to do a seba, to lean. Does he have to redo the mitzvah or not? So that's what we're gonna talk about. So first we're gonna say over a nice idea from the Brisker Rav, and we're going to suggest something, a pshat in some of the Rishonim, and then we'll get into some of the halacha lemaisa, and there's actually some interesting differences between Ashkenazim and Sfardim that we'll point out. Okay, so the Gemara says, in Psachim, and Daf Kuf Ches, it says, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yoichal Ad Sheyosev, that even an Ani, even a poor person, who normally the rest of the year is poor, on Pesach he should not sit down to eat until he prepares a way to be able to recline. So we have the Gemara on Daf Kuf Ches in Psachim. Itmar, we learned, Matzah Sarach Heseba, when you're eating your matzah, so the Poskim say this refers to the Kezayis matzah, or even the two Kezayisim of matzah that we eat in the beginning, and it also refers to the matzah that we eat at the end for the Afikoman. Tzarech Haseba, you're required to recline while you're eating the matzah. Morer, ain't Tzarech Haseba. The morer, you're not required to recline. Yayin, when it comes to the four cups of wine, so we know that there are four cups of wine. We have the first cup is the cup for Kiddush. The second cup, we recite the Haggadah Al Hakos. So when we finish the Magid, we drink the second cup of wine. And then we have the third cup of wine is the cup of the Birkas Hamazon. We do Birkas Hamazon Al Hakos, even if all year long, even if we don't normally bench over the cup, but we have the Birkas Hamazon over the cup. And then finally, we have the end of the Hallel over the Kos. That's the fourth cup. So now, what about the four cups of wine? So Yayin Itmar Mishmei de Rav Nachman Tzara Cheseba. So we have one statement in the name of Rav Nachman that you're required to recline. Itmar Mishmei de Rav Nachman Ein Tzara Cheseba. And then we have a conflicting statement from Rav Nachman that you don't have to lean when you drink the cups. Beloy Pligi, they're not arguing. Ha Betarti Kosi Kamoi, Ha Betarti Kosi Basroi. That one statement is referring to the first two cups, and the second statement is referring to the second two cups. Amri lo l'hai gisa, v'amri lo l'hai gisa. Now we have a shaila in the Gemara, which way to go? Amri lo l'hai gisa. So some say it this way. So again, one statement of Rav Nachman is that you don't have to recline, and the other statement is you do have to recline. So the Gemara says we can answer it with the first two cups versus the second two cups. Amri lo l'hai gisa, trei kosi kamoi boi heseba. So according to this explanation, the first two cups, you're required to lean, to recline, when you're drinking the cups. The hashtahu dekom maschalo cheres, because the first two cups, when you're making the kiddush ala kois, and when you're saying the haggadah, the magid ala kois, that's when you're discussing the cheres. We're reliving the experience of going out of Mitzrayim. That's when we have to recline, because that's when we're relating the story of the abdus and the cheres. Trei kasi basroi, loy boy haseba, maida hava hava. The second two cups, according to this explanation, you no longer have to recline, because we already finished the story of the Exodus, of leaving Mitzrayim, and therefore, maida hava hava, that's history. We no longer have to recline with the last two cups. Ami lala hai gisa, and the other version is the opposite. Ad rabba, the other way around. Trei kasi basroi boy haseba, the last two cups you should recline, the one from the Bikas Hamazon and the one for the Hallel, Hahi Shaita, the Kohavya Cheris, because that's the point in the Seder, in the narrative, that we're free. Trei kasi kamoi loy boy haseba, but the first two cups perhaps you wouldn't have to recline, the Akati Avadam Hayinu Kamar, because we're still reliving being slaves, so maybe you're not yet obligated to recline. So we have a shaila in the Gemara, which of the two cups out of the four do you have to do Haseba? Do we do Haseba the first two cups, because that's when we're discussing the Cheres, but the second two cups, it's already Maida Hava Hava, that's history? Or do we do it the reverse, that when we're reliving the Seder, the last two cups is when we're free in the story, but the first two cups we're still discussing being Avadam Hayinu, so maybe we wouldn't have to recline. What's the halacha. Hashta de itmar hachi vi itmar hachi. Because we have these two opposing views, when should you recline? Idi vi idi boy haseba. So both of the sets of cups, all four cups, we have to recline. And that's the halacha, that we recline for all four cups. It's interesting because the Ran asks the famous question, if reclining is only derabanan, and it's a suffix derabanan when you have to recline, one version is to recline the first two cups and not the last two, and the second version is to recline the last two and not the first two. So why don't we say suffix derabanan lekula, and you can go through all four cups without reclining. So that's exactly what the Ran says, that we can't say suffix derabanan lekula if it'll result in a tarti de sasri. If clearly we're going to end up violating the mitzvah of reclining, we can't be makel at any point, and therefore the halacha is established. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that we have to recline with all four cups.
So why would be a chash to do the four? I mean, there's no bracha in here, so what's the difference?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong if you recline. The question just is if you're mechuyev to. You're right. Are you obligated to? So the halacha at the end is that since we're not sure which of the four cups, we recline by all four cups.
No, I understand, but when we have a suffix in brachot, so we lehakel
because
we don't say the
right,
bracha levatala.
Exactly. You're right. That's exactly. So therefore the halacha is that we pass in the chumrah, there's no reason not to, and we recline by all four cups. Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, if you go down to the last three lines of the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here. The Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi Hashamish, even a waiter who's waiting on the Suda, she'ochal kazayis matzah kishehu meisiv yatzah. See, even the waiter, where it's his derech to be walking around and serving, nevertheless, he has to eat his kazayis matzah when he's reclining. He's yaitza, meisiv in, loy meisiv loy. If he reclines, he's yaitza. If he does not recline, he was not yaitza. Shema mino, you see from here that when it comes to the matzah, even a shamish, even a waiter, if he's waiting, imagine if you're in a hotel for Pesach, and the waiters during the Suda, during the Seder, even they have to make sure to recline. We don't say that for a waiter, it's not the derech to do haseba. Even a waiter has to take out the time to recline and eat his matzah. Okay.
This is strictly an assay.
So it's the very good. That's exactly what I'm going to talk about. What does it mean that he's yotzei? That's exactly what I'm going to talk about. Okay, take a look at Tosfos, the third to last Tosfos. This is a very famous Tosfos. Kulu kasi tzrichi haseba. The halacha is that you're required to recline for all four cups. Bekol dalid kasi tzrichi haseba b'shashtia. We have to recline. We have to lean during all four cups while we're drinking each of the four cups. Again, the Kiddush, the cup of the Haggadah, the Magid we recite over the second cup, the Birkas HaMazon is over the third cup, and the finishing up of the Hallel is over the fourth cup. Now, Tzorech Ian, Tosis has a question. Im shochach v'loy hesiv, what happens if a person drinks without reclining, he forgets? Im yachsur v'yishta, is he required to drink again? Right? So the question here is the Haseba integral to the mitzvah? And if I forget to lean while I'm drinking the cup, I'm missing in the mitzvah and I have to repeat the mitzvah. Bechein, in because shlishi loy hesiv, what happens if I forget to lean with the third cup? Im yochol lachzer b'lishtois b'haseba. So then we have a question, if I'm even permitted to re-drink the cup with Haseba. It might be impossible to make it up, because the halacha is, Me'ikar Hadin, you're allowed to drink another cup, let's say after Kiddush. After I make Kiddush, before I start the Haggadah, I'm allowed to drink another cup if I want. Because it's the derech to drink as an appetizer, Tosfos says, before the meal. So you're drinking because you want to stimulate your appetite for the matzah and for the suda. The same thing applies during the suda. Even though you drank two cups, you're allowed to drink more wine during the suda. So you're allowed to drink after the second cup. But after the third cup, you're not allowed to drink anymore, because we don't want you to get shikar, it says in Yerushalmi. We don't want you to drink extra, because then you might not finish up the Haggadah. And after the fourth cup also, we're not supposed to drink more wine for many reasons. Number one, because of the afikoman. And another reason also, because we don't want the person to get shikr, because there's a mitzvah to be marba b'yitzias Mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. Oh, so Tosfos, so exactly. So Tosfos asks, number one, what happens if I drink without haseba? Was I yotze or not? Second of all, am I even allowed to make it up after the third cup? So that's good. We're going to elaborate on that. Afo gav the ben shlishi the revi lo yishta, because normally you're not supposed to drink before the third and fourth cup. So if I forget to do haseba at the third cup, do I have to make it up or not? So now.
So he's yotze by shtia, but he's not yotze by asira.
So where does that? Where does he stand? So what status is that? You drank without haseba, or you ate the matzah without haseba. Were you yotze or you're not yotze? Do you do it again? Do you not do it again?
Right, but my question is, when he drink the wine, he's yotze by drinking the wine? I mean, it's two mitzvot together or two separate mitzvot?
Excellent. Exactly. That's exactly the question. So we're gonna elaborate, but you hit it on that. You hit it on the head. Now, there's a very well known Briska Rav, Reb Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, a very famous idea that he puts down. He has a diuk in the Rambam, a beautiful Rambam. It's brought in Halacha. The Rambam says like this. This is in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Perek Zayin. The Rambam says like this. Emosai tzrichin haseba. When are you supposed to lean? I didn't print this up. When are you supposed to recline? Bishas achilas matzah, ubishtiyas arbekoises ho'elu. So the Rambam says that you're required to recline while you're drinking the cups and while you're eating the matzah, during the matzah and during the four cups. Vishar achilasai ushtiyasai, and the rest of the time that you eat and drink, the entire suda, im hesiv harezim eshubach, if you recline, that's the best. But if for whatever reason you don't have to, if it's uncomfortable for whatever reason, you don't have to do a seva. So the Rambam shtel zvek, the Rambam establishes that really the mitzvah is to recline harezim mishubach the entire meal. When are you absolutely required to recline? During the eating of the matzah and during the drinking of the cups. So now, the Briska Rav has a very subtle idea. Exactly what you said. We have to eat the matzah, and we have to drink the cups while we're reclining. So how do we look at the two, the combination? Drink the cups while you're leaning, eat the matzah while you're leaning. Is the leaning a separate mitzvah? So if I ate my matzah without leaning, I was yotze the matzah, right? I was yotze the matzah, but I wasn't yotze the reclining part, right? Or do we say that the reclining is integral to the mitzvah? Now obviously it's not deraisa, but when the chachamim said to recline, the chachamim were saying that they're creating how to do the mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah, you have to recline, and if you didn't recline, you're missing in the mitzvah. Right? Those are two ways of looking at it. So says the Briska Rav like this: since the Rambam says that the mitzvah to recline really applies the entire suda, the mitzvah to recline applies the entire meal, you specifically have to recline during the cups and during the matzah. So says the Briska Rav that it appears to him that the reclining is a separate mitzvah. Because if you have to recline the entire meal, and they made it mandatory during the matzah, it doesn't seem that there should be two different halachas of reclining. One halacha to recline is during the meal, and another halacha is that it's integral to the matzah. That doesn't seem likely. It only says in the Gemara to recline one. There's one mitzvah to recline. So if the mitzvah is a blanket mitzvah to always recline, but at the bare minimum, you have to recline during the matzah and during the kaisis, because, so to speak, that's the key part of the meal. So it's not integral to the matzah or the kaisis. It's not part of the kaisis. You can't say if I didn't recline, I didn't drink the cup properly. Because you're supposed to be reclining the entire time, even when you're not drinking the cup. It's an independent mitzvah. So the Chachamim said you really should recline the entire time, but it's the bare minimum is to recline while you're drinking the cups and while you're eating the matzah. It's a separate mitzvah. So says the Briska Rav, right, he doesn't think that if you forget to recline, he doesn't think that you're missing in the cup. You still reyotze the drinking. You still reyotze the matzah. Because the mitzvah to recline is an independent mitzvah. Furthermore, says the Briska Rav, he doesn't even think in the Rambam that it would help to redo it and recline. Because when you reyotze the mitzvah already, you reyotze, right? You forgot to recline. So it's as if you should be doing two things simultaneously. You're supposed to drink and you're supposed to be reclining, right? So you have to recline while you're drinking. It's an independent mitzvah. So if I drank without reclining, there's no reason why I shouldn't be yotzei the drinking part, and if I forgot to recline, so I'm missing out on that other obligation. But it doesn't help to re-drink the four cups because you already were yotzei the cups. It's a reference point. The bare minimum of the mitzvah to recline, which you really should do the entire meal, the bare minimum is during the drinking of the cup. But if you missed it, you missed it. Oh, based on that. So the Brisker Rav wants to posit that he doesn't think the Rambam would have Tosfos's question. If you would ask the Rambam would probably say that if you forgot to recline while you drank the cup, so you're yotze the cups, you're yotze the matzah, you just didn't yotze the reclining part.
You can't even make it up because
you were yotze the cups already, and you missed that checkpoint, right? You're supposed to recline the entire Suda. At the bare minimum, you should lean, you should recline while you're drinking, while you're eating. You missed it, so you missed that checkpoint. You can't go back and fulfill it anymore because you already drank the cups and you already ate the matzah. The fact that you forgot to recline, you missed out that separate requirement. So now, when the Gemara says, and that's why I read that Gemara, when the Gemara says at the end, that the Shamish, if he ate the Kezayis Matzah while he reclined, he's Yotzei, and if he did not recline, he wasn't Yotzei, says the Brisker Rav, that the Rambam would probably translate that to mean you weren't Yotzei the reclining, right? But the Matzah you did, you were Yotzei, and there's no way to make up the requirement to recline because you're supposed to recline while you're eating the Matzah, and it's too late, you did it already.
Such a funny Gemara.
Yes.
A Shamish that
what?
If you leaned, you were yotze leaning. No, if you didn't lean, you were yotze leaning.
The chiddush of the Gemara, yeah, so it's funny. Yeah, but the chiddush of the Gemara is more that he's obligated to recline.
It doesn't say that.
Right, it's mother. I agree, it's mother. Now,
if it did, it was fine. You know,
right. Now, well, the question is that the question of the Gemara was, is he required to recline? So the Gemara says, if he eats his matzah while he's reclining, he's yotze, meaning he ate it properly, and if not, because he was yotze the reclining. It's funny. I agree. The fact that Tosfos wonders if you have to drink the cup again or not, so Tosfos obviously holds that the reclining is a chelik of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah. So that's why Tosfos is entertaining the notion that if you forgot to recline while you're eating the... You have to redo it because you're missing in the mitzvah.
But Tosfos is masubik in these two tzadim, or he
So I want to show you something. Okay. So now, that's what the Brisker Rav says.
Tosfos doesn't know whether it's a chelik of the mitzvah or not.
So, exactly, right. So I want to show you something here. The Mordechai that I found, the Rosh says the same thing, but the Mordechai elaborates on this. The Mordechai in the back, it's amazing how he speaks it out. The Mordechai says like this, Hummi boilam, this is the suffix. If you drank without Haseba, what's the halacha? Are you yotze or not? Now, when it comes to matzah, says the Mordechai, you certainly have to eat the matzah again if you didn't recline, right? So let's try to apply the Brisker Rav's understanding in Tosfos. The Mordechai establishes, without a question, if you didn't lean when you ate the matzah, you have to eat the matzah again. So let's follow it through. That would mean that not leaning, you're missing in the mitzvah. Says the Mordechai, my question is the four cups. What happens if you don't lean when you drink the cups? L'choyra nira, he says, that b'dieved you should be yotze, because the Gemara just says, kulu tzrichi haseba, you have to do haseba. So it doesn't sound like it's b'dieved, it sounds like it's only l'chatchila. But then he says like this, if you don't eat the matzah with haseba, you're certainly not yotze. So he says, of course you can eat the matzah again. Why not? What do you lose by eating the matzah again? So when if you eat the matzah without haseba, you weren't yotze, so you should eat the matzah again because why not? What do you lose? But when it comes to the four cups, says the Mordechai, now I have a suffix. Aval kesheshose yayin beloy haseba im yachzor v'yishte v'yesef. Should you drink again? Yenire kemoisef al arba kaisas. Because if you drink again and you want to make up the fact that you didn't drink it properly, you're adding on to the cups. So you're going to lose the symbol, you're going to lose the correspondence of the four cups. It's supposed to correspond to the four Lashonis of Geula. And if you drink again, you'll be adding on to the cups.
Okay, but can't you say this?
Or perhaps, even the loy hasiv b'shishasa, since you didn't lean properly when you drank it, havi ki'ilu loy shasa mi'oilam. It's as if you weren't yotzi the cup, you didn't drink it at all. So therefore you should redo it, because it's as if you didn't drink.
And not only that, during the meal he can drink more wine.
So he's talking about, let's say specifically, yeah, let's say that, right. right? Hasebis yamin lav shmei yasev. Okay, so now, let's try to think through what the Mordechai is saying, and let's see if what the Briska Rav says, or if we have any understanding at all, how to understand this Mordechai. So the Mordechai says, if you eat the matzah without haseba, you certainly weren't Yotze. He learned the Gemara, the Kipshutai, that the Shamish who ate without Haseba wasn't Yotze. So says the Mordechai, he should eat the matzah again, because why not? What do you lose? There's no downside. But when it comes to the four cups, he says, he's not sure if you can re-drink or not, because on the one hand, you weren't Yotze, so it's like you didn't drink. But on the other hand, if you drink, you're being Mosef ala Kaisis. So I think it's very hard to understand the Mordechai, because if you have to re-eat the matzah, that's because he understands that you weren't Yotze the first time, like the Briska Rav's other tzad that you're missing in the mitzvah. He says you have to do it again. Why does he say, and there's no downside, you might as well do it again, right? And why does he say that when it comes to the cups, why does he entertain that you can't drink it again, because it's as if you're being moisif on the kaisis if you weren't Yotze?
That's exactly like toisis. That's exactly the same thing as toisis.
But he speaks out on matzah also. He says for matzah also, you should eat again, because why not?
Yeah, because you don't have a problem. You're just bavarning that I'm going to have a problem.
No, but why do you have to say my matzah?
No, because he's bavarning that by the kaisis, you're going to have a zaitika problem. By matzah, you don't have that.
Yeah, but look.
Right.
Yeah, but what why isn't it pasha that you have to eat again? If you weren't Yotze, you
weren't. It is pasha, but he's going to tell you in one second.
No, but he declares, but you're being Moisev al-Kai. Why isn't the second sad pasha? Why isn't the second sad pasha? If he's clearing that you weren't Yotze, right, then you should have to eat, then you should have to
drink again?
You should have to drink.
And Toisus, why you don't have that kasha? And Toisus says you're not Yotze. So maybe you shouldn't drink in between the third and fourth.
In Toisus you can really clear because it's a suffix in the Gemara when you have to recline. So you really could clear. Maybe Toisus is saying that maybe you were the only reason why we recline by all four cups is because of the ran, because you can't be makel on both. But it's really only a suffix. So maybe you shouldn't drink again. But you see from the Mordechai, that's why I'm adding the Mordechai, even on the matzah, he says, the only which is clearly he's medayik, you're not Yotze if you don't. He says the reason why you eat it again is because there's no downside. Right, so there's a vaday chiyuv to lean by the matzah, and he still has to apologize. He still has to answer why you can eat the matzah again. So it's very hard to understand, because if you're not Yotze, you should have to eat again. So I want to suggest the following, which is not like the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav himself, he ends off with the tzarachi, and he says it needs looking into. So I think that there is room to say another explanation. So I want to say a knech like this. Really, really, it's two separate mitzvahs. Really, there's a mitzvah to drink the kais, and there's a mitzvah to eat the matzah. And together with that, they want you to recline. Now, the Briska Rav says, if that's the case, if you already drank or you already ate the matzah, he doesn't see how it's possible to redo it because you were yotze already. So how can you eat the matzah again and be yotze the reclining b'shas the matzah if you were yotze the matzah already? So there's an amazing Tosfos. I didn't print it up. Tosfos says in Psachim on Kuf Tes Vav, Tosfos says like this. We eat two vegetables during the Seder. So we dip a karpas into the salt water, right, or into the vinegar, and we make an adama, we eat it. And then later on in the Seder, after the matzah, so we eat the maror. So the Gemara discusses what happens if you only have maror, right? Should you use the maror for your karpas also or not? So we try to eat something else. We have a potato, some people have, they have celery, so parsley. So different people use different things for their karpas. What if you only have maror? All you have is romaine lettuce, whatever. All you have is maror for the karpas. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that you use whatever you have, so you have maror, use maror for your karpas, make an adama, dip it, and then you'll use the same maror later for your mitzvah of maror. Tosfos says clearly, I was not yotze maror the first time, because you don't have kavana to be yotze, because you're not supposed to eat the maror until after you eat the matzah. Says Tosfos, nevertheless, and Rav Chisda says this in the Gemara, nevertheless, the halacha is, you have to make the bracha of al-achilas maror before you eat your karpas. If all you have is maror, you have to make the bracha of achilas maror before you do the karpas, even though you're not going to be yotze until later when you do the mitzvah for real after the matzah. And Tosfos says, don't be amazed. How can you make a bracha now if you're not going to be yotze until later. So Tosfos says, we find this in other places. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow all the tekiyas twice. We blow it tekiyas the miyushiv, we call it, before Shmoneh Esrei, and then we blow the tekiyas the mu'umad while we're standing. Some people even blow the tekiyas during the actual Shmoneh Esrei. Others, the common custom is to wait till the Chazor Hashatz.
That's because of the number of tekiyas that we have to do.
Hold on. So there are two different things. So one thing is there's a minik to have 100 tekiyas. Another thing is we're not sure. Yeah. But there's a more important thing that you make the bracha on the tekiyas, and you're supposed to have the tekiyas on the Seder HaBrachas of the Shmoneh Esrei, Malchiyas, Zechroinis, and Shofaris. Right. So the real tekiyas, Tosfos says, are the tekiyas that we blow during the Shmoneh Esrei or during the Chazoras HaShatz, because you're supposed to align the tekiyas, whatever the tekiyas are, tekiyah, shua, tekiyah, along with the brachas of the Malchiyas, Zechroinis, and Shofaris. So the real tekiyas were being yotze with the tekiyas, the Mu'umad, that we're going to blow later. Nevertheless, we blow tekiyas early. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah to confuse the Satan. So we blow the tekiyas early, but Tosfos says once you're doing the tekiyas early, you have to make the bracha before. It's inappropriate to do the mitzvah without a bracha, even though the real fulfillment is not going to be till later. So Tosfos says you make the bracha now and you fulfill the mitzvah later. So Rav Chisda says the same thing here in Psachim. The expression is, after you are mole kresai, if you already filled your stomach with the maror, it's inappropriate to eat the maror and not make a bracha of mitzvah on the maror, and you'll be yoy to the maror later. Tosfos says the same thing later. He says the same thing when it comes to the afikoman. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim, which is the main matzah? Is the main matzah the matzah we eat by the moitzi, or is the main matzah that we're being yotzi with the matzah of the afikoman? Because in the old days, they used to eat the matzah with the korban pesach at the end of the meal. So a lot of Rishonim hold that the main kiyum of matzah is at the end of the meal. So says Tosfos, even though the kiyum is at the end of the meal, you make the bracha now, because after you're mamalik kresai with matzah, how can you not make the bracha when you're doing the mitzvah the first time, even though you have in mind not to be yotzi, according to this opinion, until the very end? So you see from Tosfos an amazing thing. You see from Tosfos that if I do a maisa mitzvah, if I do the maisa mitzvah, I'm doing the act of the mitzvah, I'm eating matzah early, I'm eating maror early, I'm doing the act of the mitzvah, even though I have no intention to be yotze at that point, I'm blowing shofar early, I have no intent to be yotze, but it's still a maisa mitzvah, and it still deserves a bracha. Even though you're not being yotze with that mitzvah, you're not going to get your kiyum with that maisa, but it's a maisa mitzvah. So I would like to suggest as follows. That maybe the Mordechai and the Tosfos, maybe they hold like this. They hold that really, it's two separate mitzvahs. You're supposed to eat the matzah, and simultaneously you're supposed to lean. So now, if you eat the matzah and you forget to lean, you were yotze matzah, right? But you weren't yotze the leaning. So says the Briska Rav, how can you possibly make up the leaning if you already were yotze the matzah? So possibly, I would like to suggest, maybe Tosfos holds that you can do the matzah again, even though you already were yotze, this is the other way around, but even though you already were yotze, you can do the matzah again in order to fulfill the mitzvah of leaning while you're doing the mitzvah of matzah. So it's a little bit backwards, right? In other words, the Tagadah Chachamim Sakana was to lean while you're doing the mitzvah of matzah. That's the bare minimum, right? Lean while you're doing the mitzvah of matzah. Lean while you're doing the mitzvah of the Dalet Kosis. So now, I forgot to lean. So I was yoytze the Dalet Kosis, I was yoytze the matzah, but I wasn't yoytze the leaning part at the time of the mitzvah. Says the Briska Rav, how can you make it up? You did the mitzvah, you missed it, you missed the checkpoint. Perhaps you can do the mitzvah again, and it'll be considered a maisa mitzvah, and it will register that you were leaning during the mitzvah of matzah, because just like Tosfos says, you can do the mitzvah before the kiyum, and it's considered a maisa mitzvah, you can make a bracha on it, so it can also be considered a maisa mitzvah after you were yotze, and you can use that maisa mitzvah, even though I was yotze already, to fulfill the leaning component. So I can do the mitzvah again in order that I should get the kiyum of doing Heseba during the month. Right? So now, the Mordechai, and Tosfos really also saying the same thing, now the Mordechai makes perfect sense. When it comes to matzah, really you were yotze, but there's no downside to eat the matzah again, because you're allowed to eat as many kazesim as you want, so you'll be yotze Heseba by eating again. Masha Enke, when it comes to the Dalet Kosis, since you already were yotze, right, so therefore you can't do it again. Or do we say that you weren't yotze at all, and you can do it again? So even on the tzad, not like the Briska Rav, even on the tzad,